One finds at least three levels, possibly four, but three that we'll try to look at briefly, Rez Hashem Bli Neder, levels of Simcha in the Rambam. The most basic level, Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Deos, V'lo yehei meholel v'sochek, V'lo otzev v'onen, Ela sameach kol yom v'nachas. V'sev v'parim yafos. Again in Perek Beis, Lo yeh odem ba'al schok v'hesel, V'lo otzev v'onen, Ela sameach. So that's one darga, one din, one darga of simcha. Then, of course, Simchas Yom Tov. Shivas Yimei HaPesach U'Shmonas Yimei HaChog Im Sh'o Yomim Tovim Kulan Asurin V'Hesped V'Tainis V'chayv Odom Liyosban Sameach V'Tov Lev Hu Uvana V'Ishto V'Nei Veso V'Chol HaNilvim Olav. Even though here the Rambam just speaks of Chayv Odom Liyosban Sameach, implicitly in Hilchos Chanukah, when he explains, quoting, paraphrasing, interpreting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah as to why there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Aval Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ein bahem Hallel, v'fi shehem yimei tshuva v'yira v'fachad, lo yimei simcha yisera. So implicitly, the Rambam is classifying, describing Simchas Yom Tov as Simcha Yisera. Possibly the frame of reference is in contradistinction to the first din, the first darga of Simcha. And then the third, also Simchas Yom Tov, but the heightened Simchas Yom Tov in Mikdash and Chag HaSukkos, Afal Pisha Kol HaMoados Mitzvah L'Smoach Bohen, V'Chag HaSukkos Hois HaShem B'Mikdash Simcha Yisera. Shenem U'Smachtem L'Fnei HaShem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. So, clearly, the Rambam uses the term Simcha Yisera in two different ways. In Hilchos Chanukah, implicitly, he describes all the Yomim Tovim which have Hallel as Yimei Simcha Yisera. And here the Rambam says that's what distinguishes Simcha of Chag HaSukkos in Mikdash, that it's Simcha Yisera. So it's not really a stira, but it's clear that he's using the term in two different ways. So maybe we'll try to think about that also, Bezus Hashem. Simcha always has to have a focus. You know, a person can sort of artificially smile, as in when the photographer comes to school and tells the kids to smile. So a person can artificially smile, but to sort of naturally smile, a person has to be smiling about something. Simcha always has, there has to be a content and context. Simcha is a reaction. So let's begin perhaps with the first din, the first darga of simcha, that a person shouldn't be meholel v'sochek, So what's the content of that simcha? So in Parak Beis Halacha Zayin, again, lo yeh odem bal schok vehesa v'lo otzei v'onen ela sameach. Kach omu chachamim schok v'kalas rosh margilim lo erva. V'tzivu shelo yehe odem poritz b'schok v'lo otzei v'umisabel ela makbil u'mekabel eskola odem b'sei v'ponim yofos. So it's having Mekabel Eskola Odom Seiv Eponim Yochos is a Mishnah Novos. A Mishnah Novos. But what's Omer Dorsheni here in the Rambam, if a person is Otzev Misabel, so it will translate Ben Odom L'Chavero, but it certainly isn't something that we would identify and define as only being a mido which is relevant to one's ben adam l'chavero. If a person is otzev u'misabel, it's something that is gonna be reflected in all the time. It's more of a ben adam l'atzmo than it is ben adam l'chavero. So the Rambam says one extreme is shelo yehe adam porutz b'schok. The other is lo'otzev u'misabel, both of which seem to be, again, the ends of a spectrum which isn't limited to ben adam l'chavero. And then when the Rambam defines what the derech beinonis is within the spectrum, it seems to be very narrowly focused on ben adam l'chavero. Ela mekabel eskola odom b'sei v'ponim yofos. Now, it could be that partially, if we pay attention to a different question, that this question is partially answered. That there seems to be repetition here. Again, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, if you have it on your phone, so take a look at what I must say. Perek Beis of Deis Halacha Zayin. Lo yeh odem bal schok vehesel v'lo otzei v'onen ela sameach. Kachom u'chachamim schok v'kalas rosh magin la'erva. Then the Rambam seemingly repeats v'tzivu shelo yeh odem poritz b'schok v'lo otzei v'misabel ela makbil u'mekabel eskol odem b'sei v'ponim yofos. So what's the Rishon Sefer here? What are the Trei Bavei and the Rambam? They both seem to say the same thing. Lo yodem bal schok, and then he says v'tzivu shelo yodem poritz b'schok. Lo otzev v'onen, and then he repeats again v'lo otzev. So what are the Trei Bavei here in the Rambam? It's also difficult to understand. There are two Mishnayos and others. One is to be mekabel eskola odem b'sei v'ponim yofos. And others to be a mekabel eskola odem b'simcha. So why didn't the Rambam quote that Mishnah? Simcha is what's memutza'as between the two extremes, not to be bal schok v'hesel, not otze v'onein, but sameach. So he should have quoted the Mishnah about being mekabel eskola odem b'simcha. Why b'sei v'ponim yofos? So it's clear that the two halachas in the Rambam is, the first bava is talking about the midah in the person. Lo yeh odem bal schok v'hesel. It's talking about what a person's midah should be. And the second bava is the person's behavior, the person's conduct. And that's, the first one is lo yeh odem bal schok. The second is v'tzivish lo yeh odem poritz b'schok. Raya l'davar, that in the Reisha, the Rambam says lo otzei v'onein, and in the Sefer, it's lo otzei v'misabel. Because the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that ein aninus ela balev. So when the Rambam is talking about what the midah is, he speaks that a person shouldn't be onein. When the Rambam is talking about what a person's behavior should be, how he should manifest, how we should act. So there it's lo yehi misavil, because avelus connotes nihug, aninus connotes balev. So hashda sin and lahachi, that the second halach in the Rambam where he says be mekabas kol od mesevet parim yafos. That's why he quotes this mission, not the mission of besimcha, because he's talking about the behavioral aspect of the din, not the internal midah aspect of the din. So he's looking for where the simcha manifests itself. So it manifests itself in Adam L'Chavero. But that obviously doesn't fully answer our question, because a person's simcha can manifest itself in other ways as well, not only ben adam l'chaveru. It will. So that's the question again: is why does the Rambam depict the memutza between parutz v'schok and otzev v'misabel as Mekabel is called them save upon him yafos, when the medubar is that we're talking about a midah which is much bigger and broader than just ben adam l'chaveru. So you're talking as follows: what's the content of the simcha here in Hilchos Deos? That a person's perennial, the tzura of a person is that it should be v'simcha. Should be v'simcha. Not maholel v'sochek, not frivolous, not lightheaded. But on the other hand, not morose, not sad. So the content of that simcha, l'chore, is v'yar lukim kitov. Vayaru lukim kitov. Vayaru lukim is called sha'asa v'nei tov ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu attests and affirms that the Briya is tov. That Metzius, existence, is inherently tov. The Rambam says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani avya kol tuvi al panacha. What does it mean that I'm going to let you see all my goodness? It means I'm going to let you understand the way I conduct the entire Briya. But kol tuvi means, based on Vayal Kim Kitov, it means the entire Briya. The simcha of Hilchos Deos is a simcha sachayim. Existence is good. It's a simcha sachayim. The Ribono Shalom's to be alive, to exist, to be alive, is good. To encounter the Ribono Shalom's world is to encounter Tov, and that's what should engender within us a perennial level of simcha. The Rambam says in Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos, he was chozebo later in the Moreh, so I'm not sure where he's holding in Mishnah Torah. But in the Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos, he says, like Rav Sadia Gaon and others, that the whole Briya, at least under the moon, the whole Briya is for Adam. Adam is at the pinnacle of the Briya. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is the Tzarech Adam. Plant life, mineral life, plant life, animal life, everything is the Tzarech Adam. Even if one doesn't say that in a philosophical sense, but it's certainly true for us experientially. When a person encounters another person, the way we react to another person is the way we react to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Briya. Einach Hanami, the midah of otzev umesabel at one end and poritz b'schok at the other end is taka much greater than ben odom l'chavero. But being mekabelus kol on pesed panim yafos also bespeaks something much greater than just ben odom l'chavero. It's also an affirmation of a yarlu kim kitov. Kol odom sev panim yafos. Kol odom elicits that reaction. It's a way of reacting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. So that's the first din or darga of simcha that the Rambam has, and again, it basically translates into a simcha sachayim. Sometimes we're too focused on whatever frustrations we have, whatever unfulfilled hopes that we have. And allow ourselves to be distracted from the inherent just goodness of being, which is what's mechayev and what generates this darga of simcha. You know, the Gaon says on the two psukim that the Gemara in Brachos juxtaposes, the Gemara says b'ma'arav, they used to juxtapose the two psukim of Motzi Isha and Motzi Tov and Motzi Ani Imam Yimoves Isha. So the Gemara says it depends upon who the Isha is, which pasuk is the relevant pasuk, whether it's Motzi or Motzi, whether it was Tov or whether it was Ma'ar. But the Gaon says, why the difference in tense? Why is it Motze Isha, Motze Tov in the past tense? And it's Motze Ani Ma'ami Movis Isha in the present tense. So the Gaon says that when we have a bracha, okay, so initially we appreciate it, we're excited, but then it fades into the past. We just take it for granted. It's not an ongoing source of... of appreciation, of excitement, of contentment. But when there's something which is amiss in our lives, so then, okay, it's not, well, it happened 10 years ago, and then, it, you know, we sort of just adjust and let it fade into the background. No, it remains in the present. It remains motzei. So that susceptibility that we have also is one which, if we're not careful, can interfere with the reaction of simcha to the vayar lukim kitov, the simcha sachayim. The second level of simcha, maybe we'll we'll maybe stop for a few minutes, sing a few Nigunim, and then continue the Nedarim. The second and third dinim and dargis of Simcha are both associated with Simchas Yom Tov. The Simchas Yom Tov of the Yomim Tovim in general, and then the heightened Simcha of Chag HaSukkos in Mikdash. There's a contrast between how the Rambam presents these two types of Simcha. When it comes to the heightened Simcha in Mikdash on Sukkos, so the Rambam describes the intensity of the Nihuge Simcha, the Rokden, Umasapkin, Umatapkin, Umfazazin, Umacharkirin, Kol Echad Ve Echad, Kamosha Yodaya. And then he tells us, again, from the Sugyas in Sukkah, Velohoyu Osa Nosa Ameo Oretz Vacholmisha Yirtsa, Elo Gedole Chachme Yisrael, Veroshe Yeshivas, Vahasanhedrin, Vahasidim, Vahazikainim Vaanche Maisa Haim Shahoyu Meraktin Umasapkin Umanagdim Usmechim Bemikdash Bimechag HaSukkos. Then the way the correct girsa is from the Kisveyah, the Rambam explains why the Simcha was restricted to the Gedole Chachme Yisrael. Sheha simcha sheyismach odem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos u'ba'avasakel she'tzivu behem avodah gedolah hi. To be able to express such intense, unbridled simcha ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos u'ba'avasakel is an exalted avodah. It's an exalted avodah, so memela, it's ru'uya for gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'chulu. So the Rambam here clearly tells us what the content of the simcha is, what the Simcha is reacting to, what the Simcha is expressing, Asiyas HaMitzvos Ba'avas HaKel. Very clearly defines. By contrast, in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam is pretty reticent. Shivas Yimei HaPesach U'Shmonas Yimei HaChag Chayev Odom Lias Ben Samech V'Tov Leif. No, it doesn't say Ba'asiyas HaMitzvos Ba'avas HaKel or anything analogous. There's no analog to it. Not that he should say the same thing, but there's no analog to it. Okay, maybe because it's obvious. Maybe because it's obvious. But it doesn't seem so, because later in Halacha Chof, when the Rambam says, "Kshe'odim ochel v'shose v'sameach b'regel lo yimoshech b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalas rosh v'yom ha'shakol sheyosef bozeh yarbe b'mitzvah shehashikros v'haschok harbe v'kalas rosh ein ha'simcha el ha'hololos v'sichlos v'lo nitztavinu al ha'hololos v'al ha'sichlos el al ha'simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer ha'kol. It's a rather low bar. It's simcha sheyesh ba, not a simcha shehi avodas yotzer hakol, but a simcha sheyesh ba, a simcha that contains an element a core of Avodas Yotzer HaKol. Not a simcha which is inherently and intrinsically and purely a avoda. It's simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol. So the pshat seems to be as follows. The Rambam writes in the Tamei Mitzvah of the Yomim Tovim, Yomim Tovim, in parentheses, in the translation, no adu, close parentheses, kulam lesmochos ulehiskansuyos ma'angos hahechrechios lo'odom lo'rov. The Yomim Tovim are designed to provide an occasion for simcha, for gathering, which is something which is a basic human need. That there's a need, part of the human psyche, one of our basic needs is to be sameach. The Torah wants that instead of our manufacturing occasions of reshus, or even worse, as the focus and the occasion for simcha, that the simcha should be elevated to mitzvah, and therefore the Torah focuses the simcha on Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Leman Yedu Darasechem, on Matan Torah. When the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Tachas Asher Lo Avatas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uv'Tuv Levav, so here, not everywhere, but here, the Rambam's learning pshat in the pasuk differently than we generally learn pshat. We learn pshat tachas asher lo avatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav. When you were oved Hashem, you felt that it was a tremendous burden, and you felt that it was very onerous, and you weren't oved as Hashem b'simcha. Here, the Rambam is learning pshat tachas asher lo avatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. When you were being misameach, you didn't infuse that simcha with Avodas Hashem. When you were being misameach, you didn't elevate that simcha. And that's what he says, that nitztavinu ala simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol. It's a basic human need to have times of simcha, to have gatherings of simcha. And the Torah instructs us how to elevate it and how to infuse it with an element of Avodas Hashem. The Rambam has the same pshat in the pasuk Tachas Hashem Lo Avadata earlier in Hilchos Tshuva as well. In Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that V'chein hodiyonu b'Torah Shem Nazov haTorah midatenu v'nasok b'havle azman. If we'll forsake Torah, Rachmanu Litzlan, and preoccupy ourselves with with narishkeit, with nonsense. Ke'inyan shenema vayishman yeshurin vayivot, shadayana emes yosim in ha'ozvin kol tovo sa'olam hazeh, shehen chizku yidehen livot, umevi alein kol ha'ra'os ha'monin osa miliknos olam haba. So everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to function as a support system, that we should be able to engage in Avodas Hashem, if we're not using it for Avodas Hashem, so then he takes it away. Kedei sheyovdu berishon, hu shekosev b'Torah, v'avata es oyevecha asher yishalachenu Hashem boch, tachas asher lo avata es Hashem lokechu b'simcha uv'tuv lev of merov kol. So the context here is not that we were Ovedes Hashem, but begrudgingly experiencing it as something onerous. No, it's talking about that we weren't being Oved Hashem. So how is this the proof text? No, because that's the same Havana in the pasuk that the Rambam has in Hilchos Yom Tov. The tachas shel avata Hashem lokecha b'simcha tuv lev, in your zmanei simcha, in your need to be sameach, you didn't infuse that with Avodas Hashem. And that's l'chore why the Rambam is reticent in terms of telling us what the defining the Simchas Yom Tov. Again, Avada, of course, it's Simcha Sheyesh Ba'avodas Yotze HaKol. But on its most basic level, the Torah is providing us with an outlet for that basic need that we have, but sanctifying it, elevating it. You know, sometimes a person will appropriately ask himself and say, goes to Chves to give it as a moshel. The Rambam's talking about dinim daraisa, but just as a moshel. The person goes to a Purim chagiga. Okay, so he's dancing and at some point, before, during, or after, so a person asks himself, what were my kavonas? Where was I really holding? And does that sort of honesty and self-introspection, so does that sort of invalidate? So the answer according to the Rambam is a resounding no. The fact that the person chooses Purim, which celebrates the Neis and the Hatzolah as the time to be Sameach, that itself is on the most basic level is what the Torah wanted, and it certainly doesn't on the most basic level invalidate our Simcha, our experience of Simcha. Halavai that everything we do at every moment should be even higher and higher, la'ela la'ela, but unquestionably, on its most basic level, that's gufa. The nimshal, that's the most basic level of Simchas Yom Tov, according to the Rambam. And hence, it's not a simcha which is pure avodas yotze hakol. It's a simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotze hakol. But I'm also enjoying. I'm enjoying the meat, and I'm enjoying the camaraderie, and enochanam. But that is what the Torah had in mind on its most basic level, in terms of Simchas Yom Tov. Which is why Simchas Yom Tov is accessible to everyone. Chai v'odim liyos ben sameach, hu uvona v'isho b'nei beso. It's not restricted to an elite group. We're all capable. We all have the capacity for simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotze hakol. The simcha, again, we refer to it as simchas beis ha-shoeva. For the Rambam, it's simchas yom tov of sukkos in mikdash. Is entirely different. That's not providing us and sanctifying us, providing us with an outlet and sanctifying it. It's not a simcha sheyesh ba'avod ziyotze hakol, but it's a simcha where it's not being infused with avodah. The entire simcha is generated by asiyas mitzvahs uba'avas hakel. One wonders whether our minig to have Simchas Beis HaShoeva gatherings, if the pshat in the minig is not aspirational. It's not aspirational. Eino Chanami, if the mikdash was standing, so we would... I guess be in the back row of the bleachers, but there's something aspirational about participating in a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That maybe it's not yet a reality. But if we don't aspire, it certainly won't become a reality either. That's for sure. And our gathering is hopefully both aspirational as well as inspirational. Okay, maybe we'll continue a little bit more later, but stop here for now. The Rambam concludes Ilchos Lulav V'chol ha-mashpil atzmo mekel gufo b'mkomos elu hu ha-godol ha-mechuba ra'oven me'ava. Person who lowers himself with what maybe in a different context would seem to be an inappropriate disregard for one's dignity. Hu ha-godol ha-mechubad ha-oven me'ava. V'chein David Melech Yisrael omer unakalosi od mizos v'isi shofo ve'enoi. V'eina gedula v'hakovod el l'smoth of Nei Hashem. True gedula, true kovod, is l'smoth of Nei Hashem. Shenema ha-melech David mefaze is a macharke lif Nei Hashem. What's the proof? Ein agdul va'kovod el l'smach lifnei Hashem. Shenema v'hamelach David mefazeis u'mecharke lifnei Hashem. Who says David HaMelech was interested in this thing? So David HaMelech, he was taka dancing with tremendous islavos. Who says he was interested in these things? Maybe he wasn't interested. So this isn't the only time that the Rambam cites the paradigm of David HaMelech. For instance, in Hachos Tshuva, talking about Olam Haba, V'kama homa David, V'kama koma David, V'hisava l'chai Olam Haba. How much did David HaMelech pine? How much did David HaMelech yearn for Olam Haba? Shenema lulei amanti dos b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. But here the Rambam just says, come home at David. Doesn't identify him as David HaMelech. Here the Rambam identifies David as David HaMelech. So the pshat is very simple. HaMelech shemochol kvodo zayn kvodo mochol. So avad, David HaMelech had to be concerned with COVID. David HaMelech, we're not talking about David. In terms of yearning for Olam Haba, it's not relevant that he was Melech Yisrael. But over here, Melech Shemachal Kvodo is Ein Kvodo Mochul. So of course David HaMelech, at least in terms of the COVID part, had to be concerned with the COVID. If David HaMelech was being Mefazes and Mecharke Lifnei Hashem, he was dancing with such frenzy, so it's clear that constitutes what the genuine COVID, because it was very much in keeping with his position as David Melech Yisrael. The previous line in the Rambam, V'chol ha-mashpil atzmo u'mekil gufo b'mkomo selu, hu ha-godol ha-mechubar ha-oved me'ava. V'chein David Melech Yisrael omer kalosi od mizos v'hisi shofol be'enai. The two lashonos, a person is mashpil atzmo, and he's mekil gufo. So the lechor is follows. Earlier in Hilchos Deos, in talking about Avos Yisrael, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvah kol odom le'ehov es kol echad ve'echad miYisrael kugufo." Shenema v'ahavta le'echa kamocha. V'fichach tzar sheyisape b'shvocho v'lochus al mamono kamo shehu chos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chor atzmo. So the fun riata, the Rambam is disagreeing with the famous Ramban. Ramban says either it's al derech hafloga when the Torah says va'ahavta le'echa kamocha, or it's meduyak that it's not va'ahavta es re'echa kamocha but le'echa kamocha. You should love for your friend what you want for yourself. But everyone's self-love exceeds their love for other people. So the fun riata, the Rambam disagrees. Le'akov echad ve'echad miYisrael kegufa. But Elamai, it's clear that the Rambam is giving a different answer to the Ramban's question. Ein achanami, it's kamocha, but kamocha kegufo. Gufo as opposed to ka'atzmo. No mamin who believes that we have a neshama defines himself as his guf. It's mamash kamocha, but it's not mamash kamocha in terms of the actual self-love for oneself, because gufo l'chud, atzmo l'chud. And it's clear that's the pshat, and that's why it's so limited to the two things mentioned in the Mishnayos and Avos of Yehi Chvod Chavecho Chavelech G'shalach and Yehi Mamam Chavecho Chavelech G'shalach, both Dvorim Chitzonim, externals. That same understanding is reflected here also. V'chol hamashpil atzmo u'mekel gufo. The person is mashpil himself, and additionally, he's also mekel gufo in in these occasions, in these situations, to be sameach lifnei Hashem, atzmo en gufo. Rashi in Sanhedrin has the same thing. Rashi in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara says that there are two makoros for minayin leroas chaveru toveh benohar, so how do you know that a person is not allowed to stand apathetically by, but he's chayv atzilo? So one is l'samar adam eyecha, and the other is v'hashevos olo. The pasuk of hashavas aveda. So Rashi says hashavas gufo lo. You have to return the person's body to him. So hashavas aveda, you're restoring the person's body to him. That same chiluk. Both symptomatically and substantively, avoda me'ava involves shiflus. So maybe on a very superficial level, the understanding is as follows. The Rambam gives us two definitions of avoda me'ava. The initial one is oseg b'torah mitzvos v'holech b'tzivos hachochma lo mipnei dov ba'olam lo mipnei yiras hara'a v'lo k'dei liras hatova ela osar emes mipnei shu emes. That's definition number one of avoda me'ava. Definition number two: V'chol ha'osek bo lo liyirav lo lekabel schar el mipnei avas adon kol ha'oretz shetzivo ba, harei ze osek bo lishma, which is avoda me'ava. The common denominator between the two is that avoda me'ava is selfless. There's a selflessness. Entirely selfless. Whatever gaiva we have erects a barrier between ourselves and avoda me'ava. The degree of the gaiva determines the height and thickness of that barrier. To the degree that a person is successful in ridding himself of that he's mashpil atzmo, it helps to facilitate and to make possible the avoda me'ava.